This is Chaos and Coffee with the Rock on of Podcasting, Charles McFall.
Happy Friday to you, everybody. This is the Friday edition of the Chaos and a Coffee. I am indeed the Rock on of Podcasting, Charles McFall. Thanks to Mike Woodard, mikeatthemike.com, there for the intros and voiceovers. He essentially is a sponsor of the show because he does all this stuff out of love of his heart for me, and I appreciate it. So check him out. So I had a hard time finding good headlines today. Everybody just wants to dump on the RNC, talk about the DNC, or love or hate both of them. I mean, it's just this constant political nightmare in America right now, and it is indeed just bugging the piss out of me. So, but I finally did find some headlines that I can use. Now, this story comes out of Florida, and you might already be aware of it because I found this earlier in the week, decided to follow it to see if it's going to be something great for Chaos and Coffee. And it is a good discussion point. This is from the NY Daily News, so NewYorkDailyNews.com. Florida cop who shot unarmed therapist was aiming for his autistic patient who was holding a toy truck. Sorry about that bullet, man. I was aiming for the autistic guy. A Florida cop who wounded an unarmed black therapist was actually trying to shoot the man's patient, a union official said Thursday. Now wait for it, it gets better. The unidentified North Miami police officer thought Charles Kinsey, who was lying on his back with his arms in the air, was in danger, as union chief said. I gotta stop right now and call BS for BS. Now, before I go on my rant, understand, I have a lot of love for law enforcement officers. That would be Leo's, by the way, if you see that on Facebook. I had to Google it because I had friends putting out in all caps, L-E-O. I've got L-E-O's in my list. I was like, what's a Leo besides an astrological sign, short name for lion? Sometimes Leo the lion was back in the maybe 70s. I don't remember. But I had to look it up. It stands for law enforcement officer. Why do we have to shorten everything? But anyway, I was a paramedic for over 10 years. I have a lot of love for law enforcement, for public safety, for firefighters, everybody who's out there putting their life on the line one way or the other to serve their community. With that being said, you're full of you know what here, because I watched the video that has been aired on the news. I watched the videos that I could find online. The way this story was first reported, the way it went down, according to the video, and according to pretty much everybody, but maybe the police report, I don't know if that's even been released yet, is a call came in that there was a man in the middle of the road trying to kill himself. And when the police got on scene, Charles Kinsey is the therapist. Now, he was at a group home not that far away from where the incident went down. I don't know if this patient came from the group home or somehow he got involved, but this guy was autistic, sitting in the middle of the road, dangerous place, right? Grown white man, by the way, playing with a toy truck. It in no way resembled a gun at all. You can see the pictures. You can find the video. Go out and look for it yourself. Now, Charles Kinsey is a nice, large, and I say nice because I'm large, so he's a nice, large, black man, and he was there trying to get the, let's call him the patient, trying to get the patient out of the street because it's dangerous. He knows how to work with autism. He's very aware of how to work with autism. Another side note here, I know many, many, many police departments have special autistic response teams in their force. Miami should have one. North Miami should have one, because a little tiny town called Covington, Georgia, it is a small town. I mean, it's not like a country hillbilly town or anything, but it's a small city in Georgia. They have one. Okay, this is a movement across the nation where you police officers have to be specially trained or volunteer. I'm not sure how it works exactly, but they get special training on how to deal with autistic people because they work on a whole different wavelength, and there's such a range of what autism covers, from very, very functional to almost OCD-like to almost non-functional, and everything sets them off. There's a huge range here. Okay, so they have special officers who can respond to this. That being said, Charles Kinsey was there as a therapist trying to help this man out of the street. The police show up. They don't know this. Sure, they don't know this. They get called to respond to a man trying to kill himself. So they show up, they get out of their car, they pull their guns, all appropriate. They start giving commands. Lay down on your back. This is weird to me. Lay down on your back with your hands in the air. Okay. That's different. Usually it's lay down on your face, put your hands behind you, or put your hands on your head. Whatever. They may have good reasons for it. And Charles Kinsey, the black man, complied. He lay down with his feet towards the patient and his head away from the patient with his arms in the air. We know this because we have video and we have pictures of it. All right, and also, I don't advise going to NewYorkDailyNews.com to read this story because I have had to pause this recording multiple times to be able to scroll. There's so many things loading on this damn page that is very, very difficult to even get through the story. But I'm doing it for you so you can have something to discuss. So Kinsey complied. According to the video obtained by his lawyer, all he has is a toy truck. I'm a behavior therapist at a group home, he said over and over again. He's complying with the orders that the police are giving him. He's yelling to them. He's has issues. He's autistic. He was telling the autistic guy, please lay down. The autistic guy does what autistic people do. He just sat there oblivious to the world, rocking back and forth. That's what most autistic people do. So the cops are giving commands. Now, here's the major problem that I have. Now, I want to go to this police officer's response before I talked about the major problem I have. Let's see. Okay, here's what the cop says Thursday via a statement released by the union. I took this job to save lives and help people. I did what I had to do in a split second to accomplish that and hate to hear others paint me as something I'm not. What the hell are you talking about? A split second? You had enough time to watch Kinsey lay down on the ground and put his hands up. You had enough time to repeat commands over and over again. You had enough time to see that this man did not move. He didn't get up. He didn't threaten you. He didn't do anything to warrant bullets being fired at all. You don't have stun guns in Miami. You don't have plenty of backup in Miami. You don't have the time to sit there and watch somebody just sit while you wait for backup in Miami. This is the biggest load of crap I've ever seen. So then the police officer fired. Now, apparently there's no video of the actual shooting, which is surprising to me because there's video of everything else leading up to the shooting. Despite the union's claims that Kinsey was accidentally wounded, he was still handcuffed. Well, of course. Now, this part, again, appropriate. I've talked about this before on the show. It doesn't matter. When they think you're committing a crime, or even if they don't, they will handcuff everybody just to be safe, even if you've been shot. That's standard procedure. That's happened a long time. As a paramedic who has nothing to do with the law, I can say that's safe. It's a way to control the scene, and that's what police officers are there for. You cannot protect and serve if you don't control the scene and make sure you're safe, number one. There's nothing wrong with him handcuffing the guy. Now, he was shot in the leg, and that sucks. Again, though, other than the shooting being stupid, and you hear me going off about that, handcuffing him while he was shot and bleeding is not against procedure. It's actually 100% perfectly fine. The shooting, however, is dumb as hell. So the officer's name still has not been released. He could face charges if his actions are deemed criminal. They are criminal. There was nothing here as a threat. There was nothing here. Were you alone? Did you not wait for backup? Because they're not walking around threatening. The autistic guy's not responding. The black guy is giving you every information, all the information you need. Are you ignoring him because he's black? I mean, I talk about opening up conversations. I talk about opening up conversations and changing the way we talk about things. Black, white, whatever. Rudy Giuliani, apparently I heard on the radio, gave a speech, obviously, at the RNC. One of the things he says, it's not a white America, it's not a black America, it's one America. That's a step. Now, he's a politician. I don't know what the rest of it he said. I don't back up anything Rudy Giuliani says. I don't back up any politician. They're all damn liars. Okay, they're all manipulators to get you to do what they want. So the police chief who is handling all this calls it a very sensitive matter, but and promised a transparent investigation, but he refuses to identify the officer. That will come out. And maybe they're afraid for his safety because why? Because every time something has gone on recently, all of a sudden all the officers get killed. However, they don't need to worry about this guy because he's in Miami, right? He did it in Miami. So that means in Atlanta, some officers are going to get shot. Or in LA, some officers are going to get shot because of protests. Because that's how this idiot stuff works right now. He won't get hurt. He won't get shot. Somebody else in a random city will get shot. Because we're in an honest state of chaos, as our society goes. And on the internet goes, we're in a state of chaos. And I'm actually very angry about this story, as you can tell. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Thursday that the Justice Department had launched an inquiry into the shooting. And of course, I mean, that has to be in the course for me because every shooting now is such a big deal. And this is a huge deal. And no, I don't think it has anything to do with race. I think it has to do with the fact that departments are not training their people. They're not coming out. I understand cops are scared. They should be scared right now. One, there's a lot of bad seeds that are coming to light. And a lot, I mean, just numerous stories now. Finally, things are coming to light. Not that the majority of police officers are bad seeds. Things happen. In a huge department, if you have one, one's enough. You have to weed those people out. That's why there's IA, internal affairs, right? That's why now more and more people are whipping out their cell phones and recording these things so that there's no covers up. This guy needs to go to prison. He needs to have his career burned for life. Why? Because he didn't make a split-second decision. He made a huge mistake instead of being calm and controlling the situation and controlling himself. That's part of controlling the situation, is controlling yourself. All right, I've gone long in this story, it looks like. I'm not sure, but let's finish it up here. The officer is currently on administrative leave. He regrets the incident. Well, Jesus Christ, I hope so. And wishes Kinsey a speedy recovery. It's stupid. Shut up. Nothing you say will help you here. You have to go to jail. Just like the BART shooting, the Bay Area Rapid Transport, look it up, is in the early 2000s. I talked about it on Bear Calling Nation. I talked about it here a few episodes ago. You're done. You're done. It wasn't that you made a bad decision in the heat of the moment. There was no heat of the moment. You never went in expecting this to resolve peacefully. You went in looking to be the hero, in my opinion. And yeah, law enforcement people may get mad at me, but I speak from what I know. Don't you BS me. Don't you come back at me saying, oh, you know. No, I know. I was a paramedic for 10 years, man. I know. I was in a big city paramedic for 10 years. I know how people are, how bad seeds will mess everything up. I've gone into attempted suicides with police backup, with my partner leaving me stranded because he was scared. Oh, I'm not going in there. Because one officer's on the scene, only one. Oh, no, we need more. Shut up, man. I'm 6'6", 350 pounds. More than likely, the guy doesn't have a gun. Do you think I'm going to just walk in willy-nilly? No, I'm going to be careful, but I'm going to go in and do my job. Look, there's an officer with a gun. I told him good luck in the truck, and I left him. And I walked in, and I handled it because I was calm, and I controlled the situation. I controlled myself. Don't come back at me with that thin blue line crap. This guy did wrong. He did wrong. The whole time, Kinsey, the therapist, complied 100%. So obviously it could be hurt. You know, obviously the cops clearly communicating. And he says, I'm going to the ground with my hands up. And I'm telling him, sir, there's no need for firearms. I'm unarmed. This is autistic guy. Now here's the worst part of it. The quote is, after he got shot, he asked the officer, why did you shoot me? And the quote is, I don't know. Now, overall, let's say I'm wrong about all this, right? Let's say things went down differently. What's the worst part of it is he was supposedly aiming at the autistic man, who's a much larger target because he's sitting there as opposed to laying prone on the ground. He's aiming at the autistic man to shoot him because he was not complying, which is not a degree of violence that is warranted. That is not an escalation level. The most escalation you can do is tase this guy. Tackle him physically. Wait for backup. There was no level of violence that indicated you shoot this man. But beyond that, he aimed at the bigger target and missed 100%. Shot three times. He fired three times. The only person he hit was the black man laying on the ground. That's it. Do I want him to hit the autistic man? Hell no. I wish nobody had been hit. But Jesus Christ, you fired three times at a non-moving object as a part. You're standing there behind the door of a police car. Somehow, you're standing back far enough. You're aiming. You've been aiming for who knows how long, and you fired three times, and you missed everybody but the guy who was complying. This is a problem. And I am mad because, one, it feels a little bit like it's being swept under the rug. Secondly, I am mad because the officer, from the statements laid out, feels like he's done nothing wrong. And I'm mad because this is the kind of thing you get mad at. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with education. And this guy instantly should be held responsible. And you maybe I'm coming down now. Maybe he has been. He's put on administrative leave. He's had his gun and his badge taken away from him. Now they are investigating. But this guy has to be burned. And I don't mean literally. I mean career-wise. He has to be done. There's zero tolerance for violence in schools. There needs to be zero tolerance for this kind of behavior. You went in, you mishandled this whole damn thing, period. You missed your target 100%, and you reacted wrongly. All right, I got to get off of this story. It's just making me more and more angry. But follow this story. 100% compliant, still shots were fired. Now, you could argue, well, the autistic man, no, but you need to understand. How do you not understand that he's not? Okay, let's pretend he's high. That could be where your mind went. Let's pretend he just doesn't like you. That could be where your mind went. Where does the gun come into play? Period. Well, he had something in his hand. Did he point the truck at you? No, he didn't. One, that's not on the video. Two, he's autistic. He's playing with his toy. Three, how do you, in broad daylight, in the middle of the day, how do you mistake a toy bus for a gun? And let's be clear, no gun was ever found. Ever. All right, a word from my sponsor. I'll be back. I've got more stories, not nearly as angry stories, coming up next. Actually, stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. Come back after the break here, because I've got Redbox news, which is really awesome. I've got how ridiculous people are about the RNC coming up. And then how about you turn yourself in when you're in court by accident? I've got a story about accidentally admitting to a crime, essentially, while in court for a whole different reason. All right, come back next. All right, and we're back. All right, so I'm not sure how many of these. I'm going to get through them fast. I spent a lot of time on the Miami shooting. I feel a little better now. Here's a new story for you. Redbox is testing the new streaming service. Now, you may know that Redbox is a big red box that's outside many CVS's, Walgreens, Walmart's, different various stores throughout the U.S., maybe even Canada. I'm not sure how far their reach goes. Very reasonable, cheap rates to rent. I think now, after tax, it's $1.60-something for a DVD, $2 and some change for a Blu-ray. I've used it many times. They give out plenty of free codes. I like this company. I've enjoyed this company. I heard about their streaming service before we really started using them, because we were out in the country. My wife, my family, and I lived out in the middle of the countryside, so we didn't go to Redboxes. Because the thing is with Redbox, you rent it, you have to return it within a day. Not quite even 24 hours. I'm not sure exactly how their clock works, but you rent it, you bring it back. good. It's a really good service. It's a really good way to work on it. I can go see, you know, I went and got Guardians of the Galaxy when it first came out. I've seen many a movie when they first came out because I went to Redbox, got it, watched it. I'm done with it, right? Take it back. $1.60 something, $2 and change. It's a good deal. But now, and their streaming service got locked up and shut down. I mean, shuttered, you know, not, I'm picturing it like an actual brick and mortar store as opposed to a digital service. But it didn't do well with the subscription service. Now, this is from Variety. All right. This is from Variety. This is their exclusive yesterday. And Redbox is officially venturing back into streaming on a trial basis. Anyway, a Redbox spokesperson told Variety Thursday that the company has started to test its new streaming service dubbed Redbox Digital with some customers. We're testing a potential new transactional digital VOD, video on demand, and EST. I'm not sure what EST means, to be honest here, offering with a small subset of our customers designed to complement our core kiosk rental business. So, hey, if you're listening on the Satchel Player, or if you're not, if you want to just pause right here and get on Twitter, if you know what EST means in the realm of digital video and rentals, I'd love to hear it. Tweet me. Send me a Twitter at Rock God of Pod. I'd love to hear what that means from you. So they're testing things out with their customers. They're getting feedback. They're determining how they want to do. Now, as part of these tests, Redbox recently published an iPad app for their new service dubbed Redbox Digital on the App Store. Now, it's also updated its official terms to cover a whole lot of common stuff with digital services. Now, they haven't said anything about pricing or catalog for Redbox Digital, but you can imagine that it's going to go along with, and I'm skimming. This is not all my words. A lot of these, actually, I'm skimming the article, picking up from it, and talking about it, okay? So, but you can't imagine that's going to mirror the Vudu, the Google Play. Now, here's been my issue with digital. This is why I go to Redbox. I have one 5 minutes or less, maybe less than that, down the street from me. Very easy to get to. I love that I can get online. I use their app on my phone as well to reserve copies, to find out where the copy of the movie is that I want in town, and I can go get it. I love that. The other thing I love is the price, because if I go on Vudu and I want to rent, what's a good new movie out? I can't think of anything that just came out on DVD or Blu-ray. If I want to go rent the latest movie on Vudu and iTunes, you're talking about $4.99, $5.99 for the most popular films. I know Star Trek just released to theaters, but let's use that as an example. The day Star Trek Beyond hits the rental realm, I mean, you're talking about $4 and $5, $6 to rent it for 24 hours, man. You're talking about $20+ to buy it digitally when I can just go to the store and spend $25 or less sometimes, especially if I have a coupon or a sale, because that'll happen when some of this stuff releases. I can go buy Star Trek Beyond for, let's say, $25 Blu-ray, but it comes with a DVD and the digital download. You know, why am I going to spend $20 to just buy the digital? It doesn't make sense. I guess people are lazy and they do that, but the price is ridiculous. We don't know what the price will be, but I hope with Redbox, it would stay similar to what they're doing now, which is a $2 or $3 fee. I'd much rather pay $2.50 to rent a movie than $5 or $6 to rent a movie. This is what put Blockbuster out of business, man. Oh, you don't know what Blockbuster is? Yeah, because they haven't been around forever, and you have to be older like myself, Generation X, to understand the nightmare that Blockbuster was, the ridiculousness that they got to, and how expensive it got to rent a freaking movie. So now Redbox Instant was a joint venture with Verizon in early 2013, and only 18 months later, it was shut down due to underwhelming demand and an inability to compete with Netflix, and that's the key. If you do a subscription service, if you like Amazon, I am more power to you. I signed up with Netflix first when it was just DVDs in the mail. Loved it, hated Blockbuster's service when they tried to compete, and then they went streaming, and they've done very, very well. And the price is ridiculously low for video on demand. On Netflix, I do the streaming only currently, and I have a choice between $7.99 to get one TV at a time in SD, or $9.99, I think it is, to get two screens at a time and HD, and they might have larger than that, but I don't care about Ultra HD. I don't need four screens at a time, any of that stuff. But it's a really low subscription, monthly subscription rate. Amazon, you break it down by month, I don't know what the comparison is. It's fine. And Amazon, of course, has the free Prime shipping with their service. However, every time I've looked at Amazon, my mother-in-law has Amazon Prime. So I've used her computer at her house to go, oh, do I want to get into Amazon and see what the movies are? It still costs you for the best stuff. You have to pay on top of your subscription to get Doctor Who, to get Call the Midwife, to get Downton Abbey. Yeah, and Downton Abbey is the big one because Amazon has the exclusive digital rights to Downton Abbey. And you still have to pay to get the episodes. What the hell, man? My subscription should be the key to the kingdom. I'm not going to pay you a subscription. I'm in a bad mood rant today, apparently. But my point is, I'm not going to pay you a subscription fee just to pay you again. What are you talking about? So Redbox had issues with their subscription service. And what they've said now as a result of that experience, this is a quote from Variety. As a result of this experience, Redbox is now staying away from the subscriptions and concentrating on transactional video on demand instead, according to sources familiar with the company's plans. Now, you cannot log into this app if you're not a part of this test. And I would love to know how you become a part of this test. I would have played with this all day long, as much as they wanted me to, and gave them all kind of great feedback on this. I would love to be a part of this test. I don't know how you do that. And maybe I can go to redbox.com and apply. I'll check that out myself. And you should, too, if you're interested in it. But this is my jam, man. But screenshots from Variety here. However, screenshots of the app suggest that users will be able to browse the service's digital catalog and stream titles as well as download them to the device. There's also a cast button display suggesting that the service will work with Google's popular Chromecast streaming adapter and other cast-compatible devices. Separately, Variety has learned that Redbox is also looking to bring the service to Roku devices. Love my Roku device, and that was my thing. Is sure, I can watch it on my tablet, but I prefer to watch it on my Roku device. I also have Apple TV, not as good as Roku. It just isn't. It didn't work as good. It doesn't offer nearly the amount of services that Roku offered. Just saying, I've used both for multiple years. Roku's my jam. That's the way to do it. All right, let's see if I can get in some more here. I think this is so funny. Here's the only thing you're going to catch me talking about when it comes to the RNC. It's how ridiculous political people can be. There's two things I want to mention here. The first is the headline from Slate.com. I don't know how people feel about Slate.com. I get most of my headline links from FARC, F-A-R-K.com, which are, it digs through the news and gives you interesting stuff and gives me, it usually feeds me information that I can then go and dig further to find fun headlines, things to talk about. But Megyn Kelly, which, by the way, spelling your name with a Y, Megan, is a little silly, but Megyn Kelly bared her shoulders last night for some Fox viewers couldn't handle it. Are you kidding me? And it shows her little black dress that she's in. It's a maybe a little even tank top, pantsuit kind of thing. I see a full body view. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a spaghetti strap V-neck shirt, and people went nuts with her covering the RNC, Republican National Convention. Man, this thing has been the biggest circus. And I expect the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, to be just as big a circus as well. It's just crazy, some of the stuff that has gone on here. And you would think this is just a TV thing, but whatever. So Megyn Kelly wears a spaghetti strap. And honestly, she doesn't have much of a body. I mean, she's got a very athletic, slim style body. It's not like she's got a huge chest that all of a sudden she's flaunting massive cleavage or, wearing a bikini top or anything. I mean, this is very respectable, I think, especially for a news anchor. She's fine. But she got slammed with your basic shaming of, this is from Twitter, what the hell is at Megyn Kelly wearing on Kelly File tonight? Is she going clubbing, the beach, or dressing like a whore for the RNC? What is wrong with you people? You political people are nutso. What is she wearing? Not appropriate. Would appreciate a more professional outfit for the air. It's not about you tonight, Megyn Kelly, from Twitter. You have people talking about wearing a bathing suit. And it's just crazy how these people are calling them out. This is so stupid that you're going to get mad. You're going to get mad over this kind of thing. Now, Kelly has been outspoken about the sexism that plagues the television industry in the past, and she's made headlines this week when it came to light that she said she'd been sexually harassed by Isles. It's a big lawsuit thing that she has going on. I don't know what to talk about with this other than you guys are stupid. You are so freaking stupid. You're upset about what a reporter is supposedly not even wearing. You know, it's that she has bare shoulders. You're mad that she's baring her shoulders over the fact that our politics in America, and especially on the right side right now this week, are crazier than some of the stuff written for a show like Veep on HBO, or written for any sitcoms or any skits at Saturday Night Live could not write skits on the level of the stuff that's been happening in real life in our politics. The other thing that bothers me is I saw clips of somebody at the Republican National Convention holding up a sign. The sign says, "No racism, no hatred." And it's pink. And there was a little something at the bottom I couldn't quite tell. I don't remember. Actually, I could tell, but I don't remember what it said. But I looked. There's nothing offensive. And yet, people at the Republican National Convention are literally trying. The security's not trying to get rid of her. She's not being, from what I could tell, she was mostly just standing there. The only time she moved was because people tried to literally grab her sign out of her hand and coming up in front of her and holding up American flags. And like, seriously, what the hell is wrong with a human being when they see a message that says no racism, no hate, and you think you block that or take it away? God, man, get out of politics. Everybody, get out of politics. If there's nothing screaming right now to you, stop voting, stop participating. If you don't get that, there's something wrong with you. Now, maybe you can have arguments for voting, but if you can look at the Republican National Convention or coming up the Democratic National Convention or any of these politic things that have happened in the news, on TV, everybody, talk show host, if you can look at them as a human being and go, wow, there's something wrong with, not go, there's something wrong with this, there's something wrong with you. If you think it's okay, if you think all this behavior is fine, there is something wrong with you. Now, I promise one more story about accidentally turning over evidence in court. This is out of Perth, Australia, and it's just kind of funny. It's sad, but the way it happens is kind of funny. This is from watoday.com.au, so WA News, out of Perth, Australia. A man charged after leaving phone in Perth court filled with child pornography. By no means is child pornography laughable, but the fact that you turned yourself in is, by accident. So a man who now we don't know why he was in court originally. It doesn't say anything in this article about why he was originally there. But a man who allegedly left his mobile phone in a Perth court last month filled with child porn has been charged by police. Police allege a staffer. Oh, okay. I missed that part. No, never mind. Here. I need to stop jumping ahead. Police allege a staffer at the district court contacted police after finding disturbing images on a mobile phone found in the courtroom on June 22nd. The Joint Anti-Child Exploitation Team then searched a 47-year-old Maylands man's home and seized documents and electronic storage devices. Police allege analysis of the devices and inspection of the documents identified about 50 sexually suggestive images of boys. The man has been charged with child exploitation offenses and was due to appear in Perth Magistrate Court today as of this recording. Members of the public who have any blah, 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 and gives you a way to contact Crime Stoppers. And you know what? If you listen to Australia, here you go. You're urged to contact if you have news on anybody involved in child exploitation, you're urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-0000. That's an international call. If you try that in the United States, or online at crimestopperswa.com.au, because you should. If you know about a crime, especially something as heinous as pedophilia, then you should definitely put that, you know, let somebody know. Here's my question, right? My phone is locked. You can't get it. You cannot get into my phone without a thumbprint or my code. So what the hell happened here that gave them, I don't know Australia's rules or laws differently than the U.S. I don't know. Maybe there's a universal code to get into phones in Australia. I do know that they are very different when it comes to certain laws and the way they handle laws in Australia than the U.S. So I can only imagine how this worked. But what was on the phone that made them go, huh, we need to look more into this? Because they had multiple images of young boys and sexually suggestive, 50 sexually suggestive images of boys. Well, that's at home. So I don't, man, what? That's my question. One, what is on your phone that let them get into it or said, hey, we should get into this phone instead of just going, oh, this is John Smith's phone. Here you go, John. Have it back. You know, and two, if you're going to keep that stuff on your phone, how is it not your most prized possession? How are you leaving it in a courtroom of all places? Don't know how to follow up with this. There might be a headline. There might not be. But come on, man. This is some stupid criminal business right here. All right. Apparently, I'm in a bad mood Friday. So you know what? I'm going to be get out of here. This is a full of a rant. This is I apologize if I yelled a little too much. I'm very passionate about some of this stuff, especially being close to the law enforcement community and public safety community. That story, as a law enforcement officer, if you're not angered by these actions, because you know, you could just on the surface watching the video, you know what happened was absolutely wrong, period. I'm not talking about justification. I'm not talking about motivation. I'm just talking about looking at what happened. You know this is wrong. If you're taking the thin blue line again, ask yourself why. All right, I'm out of here before I keep preaching. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm sorry. But this is Chaos and Coffee, man. That's what this is all about. I bring you stuff to talk about. I bring you opinions. I bring you the chaos. And I drank all of my coffee. Follow me on Twitter, at RockGodOfPod. Follow me on Facebook. The show is facebook.com/chaosandcoffee. My personal Facebook is facebook.com/RockGodOfPodcasting. Check me out there. Go to charlesmcfall.com to check out all of my other shows that I have going on. I'll be back Monday with a little more chaos and a whole lot more coffee.